Welcome back to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast, boys. New setup, new everything. It is beautiful stuff.
Very great special stuff. Door sounds scrumptious.
Likewise, man.
Should do some ASMR with these pieces.
We got all these different buttons now. And for those that were complaining about the audio, you will not have any more complaints. This equipment is special.
Very special. If there's any complaints, then I guess just playing the victim card.
Yeah, big time. We thought we'd just do a quick pod actually to test the waters, I guess, for the equipment. So it's good for TLT on Tuesday and run through the All Out team. We actually had quite a good week, fellas. Door, I think we were 7,000th in round 10.
Yeah, 7,015th.
On round 9, should I say.
Round 9, yeah.
We're 13K now. So
wouldn't say we're back, but we're definitely on our way.
We're definitely heading in the right direction.
Oh, I couldn't say that. I mean, Hines 72, Grim Cotter 83, Harry Grant 52, Smithies 51. He was a nice hold. Our trade-ins of Garrick and Bateman both did really well.
Yeah.
What about Armstrong? Can we see him getting the spot tomorrow, or is he?
Hopefully. I mean,
they won.
You don't change a winning side, do you?
Yeah, they've won last two games, so I think he should be sweet.
If they do change and Sharp comes in, he's better be a freak. Like, if you're changing a winning team.
Yeah. He must be outrageously good. There's still a few concerns here, fellas. And Karaz got 37. Pappenhausen's injury obviously means he's a trade out. Is there anyone that we're looking at him to trade out early days? I was looking at Tedesco. He's pretty much a straight swap.
I was about to comment on, can we please just get rid of Salmon? But I realized he got that fat boost. So 35's not that bad, I guess. Yeah, yeah. But he might be a hold.
He got his break even of 21, so I mean he'll keep
Preston
making
Looming.
Cash.
Preston Looming.
Yeah. He's got a break even near 21 this week. So
The news, boys, is that Cleary should be returning this week.
Excellent.
And for those owners that held for the sixth week of this year, good news for them. It's great news for us because our team's sort of rounding out quite nicely with Cleary and Galvin and everyone back. We still have Lussick there flirting around, so we'll see with...
I think our priorities now be planning for the first bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a few people in.
Definitely got to get rid of Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
He'll be out for a month.
Sad to see.
And then probably get rid of Lussick as well, I'd say. That'd be our priorities this week.
Speaking of the bye round, fellas, is there anyone that we're looking at for round 13 while we're on the topic? Because it is sort of do or die sort of territory there with the first bye. We have five games, I believe. Is that right? Five games in round 13?
Yeah.
Look,
I'd be looking at Dylan Edwards personally if he doesn't get picked for Origin.
I was about to say, a few people, it really depends on Origin selections. Like Drinky, I doubt gets picked.
Yeah.
I still think they're going to go with Teddy, so I think Deadwoods is a great option.
Yeah, unless they go with Deadwoods on the wing.
Yeah, I think that'd be silly to do that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that.
Surely Madge isn't that dumb.
I did see that Jesse Ramien was a smoky.
Yes.
In the center spot, which is interesting.
Very interesting.
Another one that we got, boys, and then we continued to hold was Lussick and Talagi. Now, Talagi's been tipped to get the fullback spot tomorrow. Not yet confirmed.
No.
But, he is tipped to get that spot. We've still got Salmon who plays for the Doggies.
Karaz as well.
Karaz as well.
Knowing Brad Arthur, he'll put Morgan Harper to fullback just to spite us.
Yeah.
Some other Eels players as well, like Talagi, depending like Hopgood. I guess it's all really depends. It really just depends on whether some players get picked in Origin. Dolphins, you know, Marshall King, you know, Trey Fuller as well could be an option.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, probably needed to get Trey Fuller last week. But
I'd love to see McInnes's minutes go up a bit because like he'd be a good option.
Yeah, McInnes. Yeah,
but that's just the minutes are a concern.
Surely Gus Buss is playing Origin, with the way he's playing at the moment, because he's an option as well. If the
I think it's him and Ola 100%.
Yeah.
Him and Ola. Yep.
How much cash do you make? 120K.
Scrumptious.
Scrumptious.
Yeah, 97 points. He was on like 100. He made 113K in round 10.
He's in 26.
Round 9, sorry.
Gus Buss is in 26% of teams. I reckon out of the top 30,000, he'd be in 100%.
Yeah.
I think that shows how many people drop off fantasy.
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah.
He was elite. The other one we were talking about with the Roosters boys, and that came up in the memes, was Terrell May.
Oh, Terrell.
He's self-aware as well.
He's very self-aware. We saw on Manu's little YouTube vlog there. He was...
It's a great watch. If you want to go watch Joey Manu's vlog,
I'm pretty sure he streams. Like he streams Call of Duty or something like that. And I'm pretty sure people talk to him about his his super coach and fantasy.
Can't probably got to make that break even.
So that's why I think he's so aware.
Look, Terrell May, I think you're fine if you either sold or you held him, because I can only presume that Lenu and Jared's going to be back this week, which means his minutes drop off again. If you sold him, yes, you got 66, but he still lost cash, so he didn't make any money.
It's a funny game. Like, he got a double.
Yeah. Like, it is a funny game.
He's got, break even of 64, so it's not even like his break even's really dropped. I think it was 70 last week, so he did lose money getting the 68.
I'd be inclined to say that the sellers got one up over the holders there, I think.
Nah, I think the points are more important than...
It depends who you said.
If you got good,
in Bateman or Garrick, then you're laughing.
Because I think, like Cord said, with the returns of those players, I think that May's going to be back to probably that, 30 minutes on the weekend.
I'd be inclined, if I kept him, like, I probably wouldn't sell him this week.
Yeah.
I'd give him another crack, considering he was very influential in the win on the weekend.
And he plays round 13, might I add.
Yeah.
Our buy, hold, sell on the weekend, just to note, Ruben Garrick was our first one. He got 66 points and it is like a must have. 588K now, break even of 16. Other one was Trey Fuller. Now, Fuller actually had a really pretty average game.
He had
still errors at the back.
How many points did he
44,
get?
44, I'm pretty 44, sure.
44, break even at 15, so he's still a buy.
Gained like 50K.
Yeah.
KO Weeks got 40-odd, I believe.
He got more than that. I'm pretty sure KO Weeks got, I think, 55. In the
50s. Before buying Hammer, I'd like to see, Fuller, I'd like to see 57
Weeks got
on Hammer.
Yeah, more news on Hammer. Weeks got 57, break even of negative 12, and David Armstrong is the only iffy one with that. He got 26 in an awful wet game, but Sharp is the concern for next week.
What is going on with the Wilds?
Yeah. Don't know what's going on.
I think we'll be having a great time looking at this Wilds decline.
I don't want to say one-year wonders, but 13th on the ladder.
Yeah.
They have lost some close games as well, though.
It's either RTS needs to go the fullback, or Tamari Martin is the least valuable player in the comp.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, they've really missed Metcalf.
Metcalf's really valuable. I'd more say.
But I don't know. CNK's been pretty good at fullback, but I just think RTS, even if it's not like every week, even just maybe just try and see what happens. Yeah. But he definitely plays better at fullback, but I don't think he wants to play fullback for the rest of the season because of the toll it takes. But he
definitely might have to. Is there anyone else, boys, that we thought we might be having a look at or selling? Like, we got Lusick and Talagi still here. Is Lusick a hold now, depending on Hands' minutes, or are we just getting rid of him? Break even at 43. He plays that bye round. That's my only concern.
Blood can go. Cordless, I think you actually have an appropriate meme. Piece.
Do I? Oh, I do, actually. Hold on.
Get it done.
I do have the appropriate sound, mate. Hold on. It's coming.
Good bribe, bruh. You can
see
go.
Blood.
See just like Danny Levi. See ya, bruh.
Yeah.
Sick of these hookers.
He was looking not good there for a little while. He was racking up the base in the first half of
just
that, the game of the
still
weekend.
Lost money.
He was listening to the podcast where we roasted him about, mate, you're a hooker and you're getting through no defensive work. And he comes out and he gets like 30 tackles in the first 30 minutes.
One person, boys, Piakura. Now, are we worried about him? He seems to just carry on with these 20s, 30s scores. Are we holding him? He's got to break him 21. You sort of do have to hold him. But
I just think you hold.
Are we concerned?
Parramatta this week.
Dude, you're the Broncos guy. Is he like he's playing missing like a centre, would you say? Like...
Oh, well, on the weekend, we had so many injuries.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I feel like he's gotten unlucky.
He's definitely missing a lot of tackles,
which is not helping. I don't know. I think with that break even, there's no point of selling. I think you definitely hold against Parramatta as well this week. I know it's down in Parramatta, but I think it's definitely if the rest of the team can stay on the park and we don't have to make so many changes. I think he's all right. It's not like that break even's like 40 or 50 or something like that where you really need to panic.
Well, he's the same price as, Joey Chan.
Yeah. Well, he's like, you can still keep
selling Chan, but I'd probably hold as well.
You could still keep Chan. I think his break even's 11. So
keep the Chan.
It's not really too bad.
Anything else, boys, before we wrap it up? This podcast was definitely just a check to see if everything worked before tomorrow's TLT.
Do we need to go into tipping or anything, Cord?
Oh, yeah, I'll have a quick look at the tipping.
I've already got it up, brother. I come prepared. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure Fraser, who was the same last week, is still on top.
Shout out, Fraser.
56 tips.
Good shit.
We are on 45, so I didn't have the best weeks last week. I think I got... the Waz definitely got that one wrong. But no, I think we got four right. But yeah, Fraser's definitely on top at the moment. And I think for our best
door tip, washed?
Door washed, yeah. Door is washed. Narvin was the top of the round 9 tipping. He got 7 tips Marvin. Right and got the margin.
Oh, wow.
So good on you, Narvin.
And for the All Out League, this fella is coming 5th overall in the comp. Bishops, Commanders, he got... 959 on the weekend. Impressive score, mate. Well done. And Joseph G, 2nd. May the brothers be with you.
I was just going to go quickly through the guy who's actually winning the whole thing. Protein G is his name. Interesting name.
He's been in
our footsteps. His team is, like, if you're looking at his team, it's so interesting. Like, he's got Wade Egan starting, Willison starting. He's got Jumpin' Jolliffe. I don't think his team is
he's gonna
particularly
fall off.
That much better than
still got Strange.
Ours.
No Cleary.
He does have a nice bench, Robson, Bateman, Fuller.
Yeah.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
It is a long season.
It is a very long season.
Mm. All right, boys, we might leave it there. And I'm sure we will be back tomorrow with the perfect podcast after this glorious little run-up here.
Yeah, so this is just a
glorious
little recap.
Yeah.
Test these little mic pieces.
Little piece.
Little button pieces. And we might leave it on this tune.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see you next week.